I missed you, Roberti. Really happy to have you back. We're going to just do like 15 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And every minute of Tanya is precious. We ended off with a very powerful concept about the Beinoni and the fact that it's very near to us, in between us.
You just got to read Leibish?
Leibish in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Sounds familiar, yeah. There's good people over there. I was happy you had a good Shabbos. We had a good Shabbos here. I actually davened right where I'm sitting right now, funny enough that we're learning here, in the main shul, main sanctuary, as they say.
Uh-huh.
And Baruch Hashem, you know, like it's been a good week, and I'm happy I started off with Tanya, and I'm starting off this week with Tanya. The next few days I'm away, just finally giving my wife some Shalom Bias.
Nice.
I haven't taken away since before the war started. Last night my son was on the phone, and a missile flew over his head. Literally, like, while he was on the phone, my wife was like, what was this, that sound? Oh, a rocket just flying near us. Like, can you imagine?
You heard it?
And my wife heard it. And the schwitz, he's schwitzing because he has to wear it all the time. There's no taking off anything. No, to sleep, nothing. And the schwitz is hot down there in the south. He said it's been really intense battles. Like, for example, there was a booby trap. And one of the dogs from Okits went onto the booby trap and blew up. And it blew a wall down and it hit a few of his boys. And then he had to go in with the other machine gunnist and start shooting away. And thereby the Choveshis came and took away the boys who were injured. And Baruch Hashem, they were okay. They were more traumatized than they were hurt. Because the whole place has been rearmed. They found a massive missile site there.
Wow.
They arrested hundreds of terrorists, already killed some.
Where they found...
And this is just on Jabalia, it's supposed to be cleaned out. Yeah, there's so much stuff going on. It's been wild this last week and this week probably also. It's intense stuff, what's going on over there. Anyway, so we're learning their merit. Bokhaz and Bemash and all the soldiers and everyone should have Shmei Aliona and healing for Shlema and all the hostages should be recovered. Either way, you know, hopefully alive. For this thing is very near to you in your mouth and your heart that you may do it. So we've been learning again and again about this concept. Now every man is sure to be a tzaddik with his heart. This is chapter 18.
Yeah.
His heart under his control, but every mind is under his control. Remember that was the whole Nakuda?
Mm-hmm.
He can focus his mind in meditation on any subject he chooses. So really we have the power of choice to constantly use our mind to serve Hashem. Even if the love and awe produced for do not make themselves felt. Remember, you don't always feel it, what you're meditating on, but they'll appear in your heart as a recess of your heart. Maybe not like, but they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's outform love, it's always sufficient to make for one to observe the mitzvahs and learn about mitzvahs to motivate to soar heavenward. Remember, that was a big cloud we said from the Baal Shem Tov and Chassidus in general, that the goal is to get the mitzvahs to be filled with Ava and Yira, to have an aliyah. Like a bird has two wings, one on the right, one on the left. So to a mitzvah, everything a Jew does has to have both wings, so it flies. So it has to have Ava and Yira. And they're actually letters that interchange. Avenue, we went to write it out once. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. That was earlier in the...
Yeah. So this concept, they go together, these two. But the idea that it's very near to everyone. That means everyone has this ability to have mind sholeh ol alev and to arouse this avenue. Okay, let's actually learn the text. Tosus beer, bear hated, milas ma'od. We're going to explain more precisely this word very. What does it mean ma'od? Bepasuk. Ki krov alech adava ma'od begomeh. And as we said, this is actually the mission statement of the Tanya, this passage. So it's really foundational in the whole Sefer, what we're doing right now. Sarech lideh ne'mana ki af mi shedaso katsara b'diyas Hashem. Which means we're certain that even a person who has only limited understanding of Hashem, which is a lot of us, you know, I don't know if you've sat and learned, there's a Sefer next to you there called Living Amuna, not the Bashanta one, but that's also good, but Derech Mitzvah Secha. And lessons in the whole concept of having a munah,
right.
And you start to see the mishonim and the umkus, the depth of what it is to have a munah and Hashem, the back and the forth with the spheres and all the halakasvarim and what you're chayev to and animamins and a munah is not like some like simple little just have a munah, attain the munah, you just say it and you're fine. It's actually a lot of learning and depth. And so, not all of us have such high levels of bidias Hashem, of knowing Hashem.
Right.
In fact, we might have like a bit of a limited one. Ein lo lev lahavim begadlus ein sof baruchu. He has no heart to comprehend the greatness of the Blessed Infinite One. I mean, that just, our generation, just from the amount of distraction itself, is very hard to constantly be consistent in his bonus on the greatness of Hashem. It's constantly thinking about the greatness of Hashem. I'm sure, like, you're sitting on a flight and you're trying to learn. I mean, the amount of distractions that go on.
Yeah.
You know, Ace Stefanski was trying to prepare his Daf Yomi the other day and someone died next to him, like, on the plane.
Wow.
And they had to land and the whole story. You know, like, and they had to land somewhere else. It was a whole seaport. So, you know, it can be very distracting.
I was flying in a plane.
Yeah.
And then while we were landing, I noticed we're flying over a cemetery.
Yeah, that's one of the issues of El Al and the flight paths.
So what do you do?
Kohenim. It's a problem. So some sit in a certain way that they have some sort of bubble around them to make a machitza. Some say the plane has some sort of tefach built into it, oil tefach.
Nice, so people go. Nice.
People go, but it's complicated.
I also realized for the first time that CATS stands for Kohen Tzedek.
Yeah, right.
I never knew
that. That was the Masorah from Kambi, but not every Katz is Kohen Tzedek, because some people got the name somehow or some other way.
I was like walking.
Like Daniel Katz is not a Kohen Tzedek. Yeah? He might be Tzedek, but he's not Kohen. Yeah, Laholi Meni Hachilu Vachimu, Fum Mocho Tivinoso Levad. Due to meditation of fear and love, even in his mind and understanding alone. How much more so is he unable to produce a vibrant fear and love? So he's unable. This is the problem. We're lacking the tools. This is one of the things of why learning Torah about Chassidus and these inyanim, you think, you know, hear it again and again. But the constant learning it again and again makes these tools relevant to us. So we start actually living it. And one of the things I want to do the next few days with my wife, just as a mission statement for this little trip away, is to actually work on our mission statement as a couple, like what we're doing here. Not just have, you know, lie around and just, you know, fiddle on the phone. Actually try to use the time to actually, you know, clarify our relationship a level more.
Right.
Get deeper connection. You know, it has to be some strategy in everything you're doing in life.
It has to be his bonus.
Yeah. Because it can't just, the point is that superficiality doesn't really lead us to results. It has to be with some depth, some panemius. And so this idea of it very near to him, to guard himself from transgressing the commandments through a fear of Hashem and to practice these positive commandments, which require love of Hashem, these together all the commandments of the Torah, in particular the study of Torah, which counterbalance them all. So this idea very near to him. Did you get that? I didn't really get it so good. God himself and transgressive prohibitive. So that helps you from not doing the bad things, the prohibitive commandments like the fear of Hashem, and to do the positive ones. Why? Because you have Avos Hashem. How does that work? Through the commandments of the Torah, the particular study of Torah, which counterbalance them all. How does it counterbalance? Is there any explanation there?
In chapter 16, we learned.
Yeah, go on.
That if your meditation fails to produce palpable emotion, and it gives rise to vague discernment.
Okay, in your that makes mind, sense.
And in the hidden places in your heart, that's okay.
Yeah.
Since most people can presumably do at least that, we conclude in chapter 17, observe the commandments is within reach. But what if your meditation fails completely? I guess his bonus fails completely. You just can't concentrate enough to generate vague discernment of Hashem's greatness, even muted feelings of God. The Tanya reassures us that another approach attains love and reverence for Hashem, not through mindful meditation. And this is a path available to everyone to discern God through meditation is within reach.
Sure.
But this second approach will be easier. These two paths are alluded to in the title as the long way and the short way.
Oh, we've been talking about that.
Yes.
The idea this is a long game or a short game.
He's about to tell us that. Yeah. Okay, so this was just saying that if you can't do it right, in the previous chapter we were learning about how just trying to like stir up the emotions or stir up the like feeling towards Hashem, you know, but not actually feeling it, the act of wanting to do it, the act of even doing it, that is the, you know,
I think that, like, what you're hinting at is a little bit why the Rebbe was so strong in Mifsayim. And I'm sort of jumping ahead,
Mifsayim,
but because, like, he got Jews to put tefillin on people
right,
who seemingly don't really have all these levels, yeah?
Right.
Like some guys, not put tefillin on today, is obviously not really being misponent on Hashem that much.
Right.
Most likely, yeah. Maybe right. He's some spiritual dude, but most people not. So, but the point is it awakens.
It awakens something.
Yeah, like Goodman Locks, when he gets them to put tefillin on, he always tells them to go and meditate on their family surrounded by light and then pray for them. Or your loved ones.
Goodman Locks?
Yeah, the Guru Locks, the guy who stands by the kotel putting tefillin on with the white beard.
Ah,
he's not a friend of mine.
That guy's holy.
Yeah, he's one of my first Seder night I had in Eretz Yisrael was by him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in 1998. So he's someone I've been connected with for a long time. He put tefillin on my kids, actually, because every time we usually go to the kotel.
Do you feel this?
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
My brother started making this.
Oh, great. That's going to do well. It's going to be good for the summer.
It's good for Kali Yisrael. Yeah. Has a crazy story.
It looks like good material.
I don't know why he started doing this.
Tzitzis.
He started making this.
A lot of the soldiers are wearing tzitzis. They don't need tzitzis like this.
So he went to the, this Syrian guy in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Who owned like all this fashion brand.
Yeah, Syrian, big in the shmata business, yeah.
Yeah, so he owns like these like nice companies. And the guy was like, I think my brother went to him to ask him to invest in it. It's all,
yeah.
You can't make much money in these businesses and tzitzis. But the guy basically said, he's like, you know, I give away thousands of pairs of tzitzis every year.
Wow.
He's like, so I'm not going to invest in you, but I'm going to give you all my resources for free.
Oh, wow.
He's like, whoever you need to speak to, manufacturing, everything.
Wow.
So they have like this whole team that helps them do
it. Are they going to get them to the army, you think?
I think
because that's popular with the soldiers.
Yeah,
so this has been one of the most taken on mitzvahs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point. It awakens in the Jewish heart a love and fear of Hashem, especially during the war.
You see this so much in Eretz Yisrael now. You see like people without a yarmulke.
Yeah, they're waking
tattoos
up.
And they have tzitzis hanging out.
People have come up to me and said, like, you know, real like chiloni looking guys. It's hard to say that, but that's what they look like.
Right.
You know, the superficially you see them that way. Like some taxi driver or some Tel Aviv business guy. And then underneath that whole thing, they show you they've got tzitzis on.
Yeah, yeah.
And beautiful. They're taking it on and they're starting to keep Shabbat a bit more.
This is exactly what the Baal HaTanya is saying.
B'fiv levavo mamish. He can fill his mouth and his heart in the true sense of heart. So not only in the super sense of the word heart, which means saying his thoughts, but in the true sense of feelings. Actually from the depths of his heart, in absolute sincerity, dechila v'chimud. Yeah, so it's not just tavuna emotions, which cannot be called love and fear. They are so only the love and fear of the ultimate being our spirit emotions in the fullest sense of the word. How can we acquire true love and fear if he's in a kept of meditation? So now he's going to explain. She ava misteres v'belev kolos Yisrael shiru shalan above aseinu. So this is the good news, and we haven't really gone so much into this. We've touched on it a bunch of times, but the fact that we get a Yerusha. Everyone gets inheritance. What is it? Of Ava and Yira. Where do we get it from? From Avram Avinu, Yitzhak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, the Avos HaKadoshim, yeah? Our holy Avos. They put inside of our neshamas, and every single heart of every Jew has an inherent love. Is it revealed? That takes work. Is it hidden? Yes. Everyone has that.
Yeah.
The Ava Mysteris. It's hidden love. In order to explain how one can do this, so he's now going to talk about how you awaken this love. Must first preface a clear and precise explanation of the origin of this love. So now we're actually going to get into this, Abbas and Mysteris, which level of the soul it stems from and its character. So there's love of God which seeks unity with God while still remaining a separate entity, a soul clothed in the body. There's another kind of love. Also, how does this love become inheritance, and how is fear incorporated into it? So that makes sense. Good question. Because how do you get the Yira into this inherited love? So we already gave an answer before that Ava and Yira are intrinsic.
Right.
Meaning they're really linked. You can't have one wing on a bird, it will just fly around in circles. They go together, always. Ava and Yira. Even the letters are interchangeable. So,
right here it says, "Shorosh Ahavazu," the root of this love.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't flow from the mind to the heart. How does it come to you? This says we answer that in the third chapter.
Yeah, the inherited love.
The v'inyana. He wrote, and its defining property, how it differed, the different types of love that we did. That's going to be later on. We're going to learn that.
Yeah.
The Eich Yerusha, Yerushalanu, how can I guess you inherit love? And how do you inherit love? How can an emotion be inherited? Eich Nichlau Ba Gam Dechilu. And how it also,
how's it the fear?
Also inherited capacity for reverence. Same as love, right?
Yeah, reverence is a better word than fear. the reverence is the Yerush side of it. So, Inyan Ki Avas Hein Heina Makava. The patriarchs were truly the chariot of Hashem. They were completely bottled to Hashem. So when they Avraham Avinu had chesed, it was chesed elyon. It was like the highest level of chesed. Yitzhak had pachid Yitzhak. It was the highest level of reverence. And Yaakov, it was the highest level of teferis. They did exactly the rotzon Hashem meichus. Okay, zoch namshich nefesh ruach neshama lebeneim achrayim adolam. Therefore, they merit to produce joined down all the subsequent generations of the descendants forever. And nefesh ruach neshama, from where? Me'esa sfiris, the kedosha, sha'aba, olamas, asilis, bria, yitzir, asir. And it was from the 10 holy spheres, the emanations, and it goes into the 4 holy worlds of atzilis, which we said is nearness, and bria, which is like creation, yitzir, formation, asir, olam of action. You know, it's hard to translate these words, right, so I'm just doing my best.
Emanation, creation,
emanation, okay.
And action.
All right, emanation is better than what I said, nearness. And this is all according to each person's level and his deeds. So when you're bettering himself, you're given a higher level of a soul. That's what the Zohar is teaching you. Which is probably more a kind of Jew. Yeah, the lowest, most unworthiest kind of guy. Pshei Yisrael, someone who makes all kinds of mistakes. Yeah, nimshach bezvugim nefesh nefesh demarkas tasir. And he's drawing down the lowest level kind of soul when he's in relations with his wife, or the other way around, either way. Yeah, they're both family. They're drawing down low level souls because of their low level state. Shehi medrega tachtona pekedusha asiyah. This is the lowest level of holiness in the world of asiyah. So you have to picture this kind of guy. He's really grob.
Right.
Yeah, like fat kind of guy. I don't know like exactly how he looks, but the concept is very physical. The kind of soul he brings down, the
nefesh
clothing.
Nefesh.
Yeah, it's the lowest nefesh level. Nefesh. Fat boy soul. Yeah, I don't know why I'm saying he's fat, but it just makes how I think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it means he's like eating a lot. He's in this world a lot. I felt PK ma'achashihi ma'as spheres kadosh. Since he's one of the holy 10 spheres, and since it's the realm of unity where every level is comprised of all the other levels before, he kolkola makula and gam machochma dasiya. So then it goes all the way back up to chochma dasiya. Yeah, and once it's gone up to chochma dasiya, shabatochel beshes chochma de malchus dasilas. Within Chochmah Dasir is clothed Chochmah Demalchus of Atzilus, the highest world. So even though it comes down in clothing in the lowest world, it has in its Shorish and its Panemius all the way up to the highest world. So that's really showing how every year is linked into this chain, this trans.
Right.
Another word, the transmigration or some sort of Stauschalus all the way up, yeah? I also need to go. We'll just finish off this line. Shetuchoch Chochmah Dasilas Shibor Maya Oins of Baruch Hu Mamish in Chochmah Demalchus Dasilas is called Chochmah Dasilas. So you have the lowest level of Chochmah Demalchus Dasilas of the highest world is clothed also Chochmah Dasilas, so the highest of the highest world. And then Kesiv Hashem Chochmah Yisad Aretz Kulum B'Chochmah Tzisa. And this is the pasuk that it's based on, that God in His infinite wisdom found the earth, and therefore that wisdom goes all the way through Chochmah, from the highest level of Chochmahs all the way down to the lowest. Everything has within it is made with that Chochmah. So that the point is that everyone has, no matter how what kind of Jew he is, in his essence, is tuned in to the highest level of Chochmah, of Hashem, that made everything. And that gives us ability, therefore, to be always connected in, no matter what, and arouse these holy emotions, because we have it as a Yerusha and an inheritance. And that's a very important thing to think about when you're looking at other Jews, to realize how every Jew is so precious because they have within him this godly soul that goes all the way up to the highest level of Chochmah. And never to think of a Jew as like, oh, look at that guy, he looks so physical or whatever. Yeah, that's why really Chabad is the dogma of non-judgmentalism, because of this kind of understanding that they walk around with. And that helps bring, please God, the Mashiach, B'korim Mamash. See you on Wednesday, Rosh Hashanah.